this is battle lines were drawn across America's political landscape on Saturday over the replacement of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whose death on Friday silenced the court's best-known liberal voice. Ginsburg's death also raises the possibility of a 6-3 conservative majority on the bench. The vacancy came weeks before the November 3rd general election that will decide whether President Donald Trump gets a second term in office and what the political balance of Congress will be. How and when the vacancy is filled will have immediate political impact and could leave a permanent imprint on how the Senate functions and how America is governed. Conservatives eager at the prospect of a third Trump-nominated high court justice cheered Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's pledge late Friday that Mr. Trump's eventual pick will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. That last bit is a quote. He did not give a timeline for the vote. U.S. President Donald Trump appears focused on naming one of two conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace Justice Ginsburg. Mr. Trump told a political rally Saturday night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that he will make the nomination this week and that it will be a woman. His supporters chanted, "Fill that seat," and Mr. Trump said that is exactly what he intends to do. Mr. Trump's intention to make an appointment 6 weeks before he faces a bitter re-election contest against Democrat Joe Biden on November 3rd instantly touched off a rancorous political fight in Washington between Republicans who say they'll support his choice and Democrats who call for this election to be delayed until either Mr. Trump or Biden takes a new 4-year term in January.